see across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
Hello, Georgia. By the way, there's no way we lost Georgia. There's no way. That was a rigged election, but we're still fighting it, and you'll see what's going to happen. We'll talk about it, and I just want to thank you. This is some crowd. You know, Biden was here today also. They had 14 people in three cars. No, there was no way, and I just want to thank you. You know, I've had two elections. I won both of them. It's amazing. And I actually did much better on the second one. It's great to be back in this incredible state, the home of hardworking patriots who believe in God, family, and country. Tomorrow, each of you is going to vote in one of the most important runoff elections of the history of our country. Frankly, forget about runoff, one of the most important elections. Really, it's really not runoff, it's elections, because it's a biggie. Our country is depending on you. The whole world is watching the people of Georgia tomorrow, and you got to swamp them because everything's so crooked around. I mean, not here. They were saying, oh, he's complaining about Georgia. No, I'm complaining about eight different states. And I think we're going to win them all. You're going to get everyone you know, you're going to show up at the polls in record numbers. You got to swamp them. And together we're going to defeat the Democrat extremists and deliver a thundering victory to David Perdue. And where's David? David. We love our David. I know David so well. He's respected and loved by everyone. And someone that has really been a star in Washington, Kelly Loeffler. Where is Kelly? Where is our Kelly? What a job you've done. Thank you. And we'll tell you about Kelly. Kelly fights for me. David fights for me. That I can tell you. And I will also say, you know, the Republicans, you have to understand, for the people that don't fight, not for me, fighting for us, because we have a lot of corrupt things that happen. When they don't fight, one thing I've learned about Republicans, they have some difficulties, but you know a difficulty that they don't have? They never forget. They never forget. And people are going to find that out, because we have to go, and we have to go all the way, and that's what's happening. And you watch what happens over the next couple of weeks. You watch what's going to come out. Watch what's going to be revealed. You watch. And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher. You vote tomorrow. You want to go out tomorrow. People want to go out. They don't want to do the ballot thing. They don't want to do it unless it's the other side, in which case they just print them out. They don't want to do it. They want to go and vote. And make sure your vote is counted. Make sure they don't let you say, I'm sorry, somebody else has already voted for you. Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. If the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now. You know, I was telling Kelly before, you can lose, and that's acceptable. You lose, you lose, you go, and you go wherever you're going, and you go and say, maybe I'll do it again sometime, or maybe I won't, or I'll get back to life. But when you win in a landslide, and they steal it, and it's rigged, it's not acceptable. Not acceptable. Then you have a country that would be run, if these two don't win, and if we don't take the presidency, you have a country that would be run by Schumer, Pelosi, and Biden. The people of Georgia will be at the mercy of the left-wing socialists, communists, Marxists. And that's where it's going. You know, we don't like to use the word communist. How about the press? Look at them all back there. Look at all of them. How about the press? It's a lot of press. Oh, boy. That's a lot of press. But, you know, they've gone silent now. They have a new thing. They used to fight me left, right. I'd go, they'd go. You know, you'd fight. I'd win, they'd win. Who knows who wins? But people would hear. Now they don't want to talk about it. Unless they can say something bad about you, they don't want to talk about it. So if we talk about certain subjects that you've been watching over the last 6 months, all of a sudden they were getting clobbered. So they went stone cold silent. Big tech, the fake news media, they go silent anymore. They don't talk about it. And that is the beginning of communism. That's exactly what happens. Because I think they hate our country and they despise Georgia values. And I think a lot of you despise them. As you know, there's nothing the radical Democrats will not do to get power that they so desperately crave, even the outright stealing of elections, like they're trying to do with us. We're not going to let it happen over the past. And I hope Mike Pence comes through for us, I have to tell you. I hope that our great vice president comes through for us. He's a great guy. Of course, if he doesn't come through, I won't like him quite as much. No, Mike is a great guy. He's a wonderful man and a smart man and a man that I like a lot. But he's going to have a lot to say about it. And he, you know, one thing with him, you're going to get straight shots. He's going to call it straight. Over the past few weeks, we've demonstrated that we won the election in a landslide. Almost 75 million people voted for me. The most of any incumbent president in the history of our country. We won over 11 million, close to 12 million more votes than 2016. One of the largest, actually the single largest increase in the history of our country. No person that won, went to a second term, or went through an election where he got nearly 12 million votes. Nope, it never happened before. Never happened before. We made historic gains among African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and we won the largest share of non-white vote of any Republican president in 60 years. We also won 18 out of 19 bellwether counties. Now, when you win just a few bellwether counties, you always win the election. We won 18 out of 19. That's a record. And they said we didn't win. We won 25 of 26 toss-up House races. And I think we have one that we're waiting for, right? Did you see the one in — hello, Mike. How are you, Mike? Did you see the one in New York where Claudia, good woman, they keep finding votes. They keep finding votes. She's up by 18. Oh, we just found 19 votes. It's same kind of stuff. Democrats were projected to gain 15 House seats, and instead, and Kevin McCarthy gives us the credit. Good man. Very good man. My coattails, we swept our Republican House candidates to victory. We have a couple of great ones with us tonight. And the Democrats lost 14 seats. It was supposed to be the other way around. And when that happens, no president loses, unless they play games. You don't lose. They play games. The fact is, we won the presidential election. We won it big. And we're going to win tomorrow. We're going to win it really big. We have to. We have to. People have no idea how important that is. Tonight, our mission here in Georgia is to make sure the radical left cannot rob you of your voice and your votes in Washington. You can't lose these two people. And I really know them well. They're the most respected people. They're great people. And they really do have a voice, and they love their state, and they love their country. The Democrats are trying to steal the White House. You cannot let them. You just can't let them steal the U.S. Senate. You can't let it happen. You can't let it happen. David and Kelly are running against the most extreme liberal candidates in the history of your state, probably in the history of our country, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Well, you know, I beat Ossoff once, running against a very fine woman, Karen, who you know. And he was at 57, and I got involved, and we drove him down to 49, and then he ended up in a runoff, and she ended up winning. Now I have to beat him a second time, and this is going to be hopefully easy, because when you know what he stands for, when you know what Warnock stands for, it really should be easy. Cast deciding votes to rubber stamp the agenda of AOC and Bernie Sanders, crazy Bernie, Stacey Abrams. What's with this Stacey Abrams? You know, your governor and your secretary of state, they're petrified of Stacey Abrams. What's that all about? Did you see this consent decree they signed with signature verification? You can forget about it. What they have done to your state, I think most people have no idea. What they've done to your state, that consent decree of these two people, I don't know. They say they're Republicans. I really don't think they are. They can't be. Like, if we want to have a special session, because your legislature is excellent, they want to have a special, why wouldn't they let us have a special session? If they want to check signatures in Fulton County, not in Cobb County. We didn't ask for Cobb County. They said, we'll do Cobb first, and then we'll do Fulton. They do Cobb, then they never get to Fulton. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they do that? That's a positive thing. Anyway, the Democrats want to turn America. I'll be here in about a year and a half campaigning against your governor, I guarantee you that. I shouldn't say this because I just don't want you to tell anybody outside of this room other than the millions of people. No, but, you know, I endorsed him. He was in last place. And I endorsed him. He went to first place immediately, and then he won the primary, and then I gave him a couple of rallies, which I don't like doing for other people. I was telling Kevin, I don't do rallies for other people. I do them for me, right? Not that easy a crowd like this. They say over 25,000 people. Over what? Over a couple of days' notice. Is everybody glad you're here, right? I think so. There is no place like a Trump rally, but you know what? This is a Kelly rally and a David rally. And I wouldn't do it unless I loved them both. I wouldn't do it. But I'm going to be here in a year and a half, and I'm going to be campaigning against your governor and your crazy secretary of state. That I can tell you. And you have great candidates. They want to turn, the Democrats do, America into Venezuela. with no jobs, no prosperity, no rights, no freedom, no future for you and your family. Here is exactly what the radical left will do if they win this runoff election, which we can't let them do tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. I guess we have to get over 1 million votes tomorrow, right, Kelly? Over 1 million. All right. That's a lot of votes, Kelly, but we'll do it. And the one thing I know, if they win, I'll get no credit. And if they lose, they're going to blame Trump, these people. And Kelly won't let that happen. Please win tomorrow. You're going to win so big, it's going to be. Great story. It's a great story. A very important story for our country. Long beyond Georgia for our country. It's such a big story. They'll massively raise your taxes on the middle class to pay for socialism. The U.S. military, which we rebuilt. We've totally rebuilt the U.S. military, much of it coming right out of Georgia. We built it right out of Georgia, a lot of it. You have incredible contractors in Georgia, military contractors, and they got plenty of our money. Spent $2.5 trillion. When I took over the military, it was absolutely a mess. It was depleted. Now it's the opposite of depleted. The U.S. military will be gutted. Our military families across the street and all over the state will be betrayed. Their benefits and opportunities will be slashed. Fort Benning, Fort Gordon, and other Georgia military institutions will be the first on the chopping block. And by the way, they'll be forced to change the names of the bases where generations of American patriots trained to win two world wars. I don't know. Fort Benning. Let's see. Give me a couple of names. I could give you some. I don't want to give them the credit, but you'll name them. You'll name them after other people. Fort Trump. Yeah, how about that? I like the idea. Yeah, let's change the name. Let's change it. Kelly, let's change it. If they name it Trump, let's change it. No. Now they're going to go back and say, he wants to have Fort Benning changed to Trump. Watch. They'll say, he's begging for Fort Benning to be changed to Trump. No, no, I don't want that. The Democrats will surrender the entire U.S. manufacturing industry to China. You notice they never criticize China, right? They never criticize. It's Russia, Russia, Russia. I saw it today again. Russia, Russia. Oh, Russia. Here we go. That was another great scam. I've been involved in the two greatest scams in American history, the Russian hoax, and now they are trying to steal an election from us. And we won, not by a little bit. We won in numbers like nobody's seen before. If Ossoff and Warnock are elected, they will immediately throw, and you know what's going to happen, they'll throw open American borders and allow tens of millions of illegal immigrants to pour into our country from every corner of the globe. Your schools, your hospitals, and your communities will be overwhelmed. And the wall, the wall, the wall. Remember, we'll build the wall. We're going to build the wall. And that's right, Mexico is paying for the wall. If I were here, they would be. Because we were going to charge them a nice fee right at the entry points. And they were paying for the wall. They paid for 28,000 troops along the wall and along the border, which we don't need so much anymore. But we built almost 500 miles of wall, and they want to rip down the wall. They want to rip down. That's why the numbers have been so great. But now everyone's coming back up because they think this guy's going to win. And if he wins, it's going to be everything that they could dream of. And, you know, we want to help other people, but we can't afford to do it. We can't afford to do it. So they're coming up now, the caravans. Remember the caravans? The caravans are starting to form. Here they come. But let's keep this thing going. We have great support in Congress. We have good support in the Senate. I wouldn't say great. Could be better. But people will remember the people that don't support us. If they win this race, Democrats will implement nationwide catch and release. You know what that is. You catch a criminal, and you take his name, you say, you're released into our country. I ended it. You're released. Come back in 4 years. We're going to take you to court. So far, nobody's ever shown up. I mean, literally, they almost don't show up. And Turner, that's when I had the big debate with Biden. They come back for court. I said, no, they don't. I turned out to be right. Did they apologize? I don't think so. And turn our entire country into one giant sanctuary for criminal aliens. setting loose tens of thousands of dangerous offenders and putting MS-13 gang members straight into your children's schools. And, you know, we've removed thousands and thousands of MS-13 gang members. And I want to thank ICE, and I want to thank Border Patrol, and I want to thank our great law enforcement. Incredible people. They're incredible. And the people that understand those values are Kelly and David. They understand those values. And you're with our law enforcement, right? That's 100%. I don't have to ask her that. They'll allow heroin, cocaine, fentanyl, and other deadly drugs to flood across our borders again and poison our youth. They'll take away your health care. They'll eliminate private insurance. We have 180 million people that love their private insurance. You can forget about it. And you'll lose your doctor. Remember, President Obama said, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Guess what? He said it 28 times. That was a lie. That was a lie. That turned out to be a big, great scam lie. And remember, I got rid of the individual mandate, the most unpopular thing in Obamacare, fighting a lot of different fronts, which really doesn't make it Obamacare anymore, by the way. They'll resume the war on Christians and attack Catholic organizations like Little Sisters of the Poor. They will ban voter ID. We want voter ID. Is that so much to ask? And institute universal, unsolicited mail-in balloting in every state. They will never be, I'll tell you this, if we don't do something fast, there will never be another fair election in America. You know, we're known for elections, and now we're being laughed at all over the world about this last election. And you've got to swarm it tomorrow. Now, the good thing about tomorrow, it's one state, so you have a lot of eyeballs watching. It's tougher than when you have 50 states and they do it to various states. I've never seen anything like it. You know, I was leading in Pennsylvania by hundreds of thousands of votes. All of a sudden, I was tied. I said, what happened? They'll make Washington, D.C. and other liberal places the 51st, 52nd, 53rd states of the Union, guaranteeing the radical left a permanent majority of the U.S. Senate and the House and the Electoral College. It will make it really a one-party country, and the party will be the wrong party. They will pack the Supreme Court with crazed extremists. And I'm not happy with the Supreme Court. They are not stepping up to the plate. They're not stepping up. How about that? We don't have... Look at the Supreme Court. President of the United States, I want to file suit. I want to do... And they said, sir, you can't. You really can't do that. Why? So they have legal reasons, complex legal reasons. It's wrong. If you're the president of the United States and you get defrauded out of an election, you should be able to file a suit. But we can't do that. They say, sir, you don't have standing. How about that? I'm the president. Seven states. You know, I was winning by a lot, and then all of a sudden I was losing by a little, tiny bit, just a little. They could only go so far. They had no idea we were going to do the kind of numbers, so that printing press was really moving. And they say, I don't have standing to bring a suit. What kind of a legal system is that? But the Supreme Court has let us down so far. Who knows? Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they'll come back. They'll pack the Supreme Court with crazed extremists. Then they'll be saying, you know, I should have done something about this. When they start having 24, 25, 26 justices, and they want to have the justices rotate to the lowest courts, so they'll rotate. These nine justices will have a great time rotating. But they're bent on destroying our Constitution and overthrowing America's founding. If the left wins these Senate seats, they will abolish the Senate. You know this. The filibuster. They will knock it out. Well, I've been saying, to be honest with you, for a long time, they're going to do that. At some point, they're going to do that. And why don't we do it first? I said it. If they're going to do it, you might as well do it first. And now everybody said, you were right. But you know what? I want to be wrong because I want these two to win. Because if they win, we don't want to do it. It's a bad thing for our country. But that would give them the power to ram through every diluted piece of left-wing legislation that they've ever wanted, that they've ever dreamt of. Your religious liberty will be gone. Your Second Amendment will be gone. Your borders and Great New Wall will be gone. Your police departments will be gone as we know them, and your life savings will be gone. Will be like a large-scale version of so many other countries that you look at that are poverty. America, as you know it, will be over, and it will never, I believe, be able to come back again. It'll be too far gone. Your vote tomorrow could lose, and it could be your last chance to save the America that we love. That's why I'm here. I don't want to do rallies for other people. I told you. I'm here because of that, because of David and Kelly. The far left wants to destroy our country, demolish our history, and erase everything that we hold dear. This could be the most important vote you will ever cast for the rest of your life. It really could be. This is so important. I mean, think of it. It's so important. It's amazing, actually, that in one state you have two races simultaneously. I don't think a thing like that's ever happened before. If you don't show up, the radical Democrats will win. A lot of people say, oh, well, Trump, maybe he wants it that way. No. You know what I want? I want a great country. I want these two very special people to be elected. And I want to be clear, you know, if those of you that know how badly screwed we got, I want to be clear that we can't let that happen again. We can't let that happen again. We're going to come back, and I really believe we're going to take what they did to us on November 3rd. We're going to take it back. But these two people, they can't go through this. They can't go through it. If you don't go and vote, the socialists, the Marxists will be in charge of our country. If you don't fight to save your country with everything you have, you're not going to have a country left. I love this state. This state's been very good to me. We've had a lot of victories in this state. Just had one on November 3rd, actually. And I love the people of this state. We can't let that happen. The damage they do will be permanent and will be irreversible. Can't let it happen. Nothing and no one will be able to stop them. These Senate seats are truly the last line of defense. Now, I must preface that by saying, because they'll say, he just conceded. No, no, I don't concede. So, Kelly, if I might add, I think we're going to win, in which case we'll be the last line of defense. It's called veto, 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 veto. So tomorrow you must get out and vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Over the last 4 years, death. Ossoff also backed the radical left-wing crusade to defund police. The last summer he proudly joined the anti-police mob. He didn't like the police. He doesn't like our police. We love our police. Slandering our brave men and women in blue. If you vote for John Ossoff, he will attack our heroes. He will destroy our economy. And he will betray you and your family. And it'll happen very quickly. That's why you must vote. And really importantly, get out tomorrow. Vote for David Perdue. He's a great gentleman. He loves you. Georgia has another fantastic champion in Senator Kelly Loeffler. Kelly is a staunch defender of our incredible military. I'm so proud of our military. She supports the wall, and she always stands with the heroes of law enforcement, ICE, and Border Patrol. I hated it, Kelly, when we got ballots in from the military with Trump all over it. And they got thrown into a river. You saw that. They threw ballots into a river from the military with my name all over. We want Trump. Boom, goes into the river. That was just one of many instances of problem. Kelly is also a committed protector of your Second Amendment rights. With Kelly's vote, we confirmed our third new Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett. Working with David, Kelly helped rescue the U.S. economy from the China virus, passing nearly $4 trillion in economic relief, saving over 1.5 million Georgia jobs, and rescuing countless small businesses all across your state. businesses that now are doing really well. And, you know, we also came up with a vaccine. Nobody else would have done that. They would have done that in 10 years. Kelly and David also both strongly support my efforts to provide $2,000 stimulus checks to hardworking Americans across Georgia and across the nation. And my reasoning is simple. I mean, we're conservative with money, but my reasoning is simple. You didn't cause this problem. This problem was caused by China. Kelly is running against a hard left extremist named Raphael Warnock. Warnock is the most radical and dangerous left-wing candidate ever to seek this office, and certainly in the state of Georgia, and he does not have your values. Warnock has publicly declared his support for socialism, and he once welcomed the anti-American communist dictator Fidel Castro to his church. He wanted him here. He liked Castro. I thought Castro was a nice guy. Warnock said that, quote, nobody can serve both God and the military, a vicious smear against thousands of patriotic service members across the state of Georgia. He wants to abolish cash bail. You see how that's working in New York City, right? Not working too well. He has called for, quote, opening up the jails, and he slandered our police officers as gangsters, thugs, and bullies. The choice for the voters of Georgia could not be more clear. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock are fringe extremists who would wreck everything Georgia patriots hold dear to their hearts. Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue share your values. And you know that. They share your values like nobody shares your values. I can tell you, they share your values. They want to defend your interests, and they will always put America first. Did you see the other day? What a great name, America First. They announced they don't want to do the America First policy. How crazy. Even if you're not going to do it, which is basically protect us, we come first, right? But even... and that includes financially and every other way. Even if you don't believe it, you don't say we're going to end America first. They want to end America first. Kelly, I'd love you to just come up and say a few words. Would that be okay? Kelly.
Georgia, on January 6th, I will object to the Electoral College vote. That's right. That's right. Thank you. We're going to get this done. All right, Georgia, but I have a very important question for you. Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? That's right. That's right. Look, this president fought for us. We're fighting for him. He put America first. He put the American worker first. Thank you, Mr. President. He stood with our men and women of law enforcement. He restored our military. My opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock, he attacked our police, our military. He spoke out against Israel, evangelicals, small businesses. Georgia, we have to hold the line. You have to get out and vote tomorrow. Georgia, we are the firewall to socialism. We have to get it done. I love you guys. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Georgia.
Thank you, Kelly. That was nice. I'm glad I invited her up. Kelly, I'm glad I invited you up. That was great. Thank you, darling. That was so great. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it really is. It's fight for our country. It's really fight for our country, not fight for Trump. It's fight for our country, because that's what we're fighting for. Also joining us tonight are Georgia representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. Come up here. Kelly wants you to come up here. Come here. Don't mess with her. Don't mess with her.
Hello, Northwest Georgia. All right, let me tell you something. I'm so fired up to hear Senator Kelly Loeffler. She's going to object on January 6th. This is why I believe in her. You see, when you have a strong Senator Kelly Loeffler from Georgia fighting for you and fighting for your president and protecting your vote, this is why you have to turn out tomorrow. Right? Yes. We have to save our Senate seats. We have to save America and stop socialism. This is the last line. We aren't going to hand over our Senate seats to a pastor who preaches abortion from the pulpit. No. He's preaching murder of God's creation in the womb, holding a Bible in his hand. If anything, go out there and vote for the unborn tomorrow. Right? We've had enough. We're not going to let Georgia go to two radical socialists. No. I need you all to go out there and vote. Our district has to show up. We've got to stop this attack, stop our Senate seats from being handed over to these radicals, and we're going to fight for President Trump on January 6th. God bless Georgia. God bless America. Let's do this.
I also want to introduce two great warriors, friends of mine, Andrew Clyde and Jody Heist. Jody, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much. Great job. We have another friend of ours, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. And Mike Lee is here, too, but I'm a little angry at him today. Where's Mike Lee? Where is he? I'm a little angry at you today, but that's all. State Representative Vernon Jones. What a great guy he is. A great man, and an early supporter of mine who's also on the ballot tomorrow, Public Service Commissioner Bubba McDonald. Bubba. Good. You're going to do great. Great guy. Thank you, Bubba. Thank you. Good luck tomorrow. You'll do well. Georgia Republican Party Chairman David Schaefer, and he's fighting. He's out there. He is fighting. He is fighting. By the way, I also want to say hello to Kelly's husband is one of the great entrepreneurs in our country. He's respected by everybody. He's a tough guy, but he is a sweetheart, and he loves your state. I just want to say hello. Do you mind? Okay. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want it. But I will tell you, he's respected as a businessman, respected by everybody, and gives tremendous amounts of money to charity and everything else. Thank you very much. Also, a friend of mine, and, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm not so good with the bikes. You know, I sort of say, maybe I stay away from a little bit. But Chris Cox is Bikers for Trump, and he's the founder. And he had more people show up for me. Whenever I saw, I'd go to places, I'd have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 bikes. And Secret Service would go crazy. I'd say, no, I'm so happy. And they wouldn't do it for any other reason. They just wanted to protect their future president. This was before I won. They were with me for whatever reason. Bikers like me, and I like them. Chris Cox, wherever you are, Chris Cox. Where's Chris? Right? I don't know why the bikers like me, Chris, but they do. But I like you guys a lot, and you're great. We'd go to speeches, and we'd be packed, and we couldn't even get them. They didn't even want to be inside. They'd stood outside, and they were protecting their president when I became president. I never felt safer in my life. Thank you. True. That's true. Another man who's respected by everybody, friend of mine, David McIntosh, Club for Growth. David? David? Thank you, David. Respected by everybody. And I want to thank Don Jr. Did he do a good job tonight? I watched. Where's Don? Don is great. I don't know. He sort of has... They love our Don, but he's working hard. And I want to thank Don and Kimberly Guilfoyle. Oh, it's been incredible. And I also came with somebody who people like a lot. People like her a lot. I don't know. She doesn't really like the concept of running for office. She says, what do I need it for, Dad? Ivanka. Where's Ivanka? Should we get Ivanka up? Yes, sir. Come on up here, honey.
To be back here with so many amazing, hardworking Georgia families who are fighting for our children's future. Each one of you. And it's so great to be back in Georgia with this warrior, my father, the people's president. He is a tireless champion for all of you, and he will never stop fighting. And by his side are two amazing senators that we have to send back to the Senate and send a resounding message that patriotism is alive and well in Georgia. And Georgia is going to keep freedom alive in America. Please vote. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Georgia. And God bless America. And God bless our president.
Thank you, Ivanka. Thanks, Don, Kimberly, everybody. Thank you all. Tomorrow, our entire nation is counting on the people of Georgia. In a way, the world is counting on the people of Georgia. The fate of our country is at stake. It's in your hands. You must deliver a Republican victory so big that the Democrats can't steal it or cheat it away. We have all... They'll be trying, though, I'll tell you that. We have all seen what our opponents are capable of doing. I ran two elections. I won both of them. Second one, much more successful than the first. But we can't let this happen any longer. On election night, we were leading by so much. We're not going to have that tomorrow. We're not going to have that tomorrow night where you're leading and then all of a sudden, boom, it's gone like magic. We won Florida and Ohio in record numbers. We won Iowa by 8.2%. Nobody's ever won those three states and lost. Never happened before. It's almost impossible unless people do a lot of, either get very lucky or they cheat. We were up 293,000 votes in Michigan, 112,000 votes in Washington. In Wisconsin, we were way up. 356,000 votes in Georgia, 356,000. And 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. It was over. I should have run up to the podium and said, thank you very much for this wonderful victory. Then maybe they wouldn't have had time to close those booths, right? The counting rooms, and do what they did. But then it all started to disappear. And I tell this story because we can't let this happen tomorrow, Kelly. So keep your eyes open. Since the election, we have put forth indisputable evidence documenting the rampant fraud, which will be announced on Wednesday, as you know. And I want to thank Senator Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and all of the incredible senators that have stepped up to fight because they've seen what happens. They know it's a fraud. And not just here. You know, I watched some of the people on Fox. I had no choice. I had no choice. I had to. I didn't have enough channels. And they said, why is he fighting for Georgia? It's not enough. No, I need three. I'm fighting in eight, actually, but six. And we're going to win them all. But they said, why? One of the people, a very fine woman, actually, but she said, why is he fighting Georgia? It doesn't get him there. I said, no, but Georgia and Pennsylvania and one other get me there. And we have six and maybe eight, if you look at them. And we were leading all of them by a lot until, like a miracle, it started to quickly disappear. Right here in Georgia, there were tens of thousands of illegal votes cast and counted. You know that. And here are just a few examples. Watch this for tomorrow. We were up 10,315 ballots were cast by individuals whose name and date of birth matches a Georgia resident who died in 2020 prior to the election. And your wacky Secretary of State said two people. Now, I don't know how many people are on that list, but it's a lot of people. 2,506 ballots were cast by individuals whose name and date of birth matches an incarcerated felon in a Georgia prison. Maybe they aren't all there, but they did a lot of work. I paid a lot of money to a lot of people, I can tell you that. 4,502 illegal ballots were cast by individuals who do not appear on the state's voter rolls. Well, that's sort of strange. 18,325 illegal ballots were cast by individuals who registered to vote using an address listed as vacant, according to the Postal Service. At least 86,880 ballots were cast by people whose registrations were illegally backdated. Oh, I can't believe that happened. 66,000 votes. You have to understand, we're down by a little more than 11,000. So every one of these is determinative. 66,000 votes in Georgia were cast by people under the legal voting age. At least 15,000 ballots were cast by individuals who moved out of the state prior to the November 3rd election. And maybe they moved back in. I don't know. I mean, I can't tell. They moved out. Let's go back. Usually it takes a little time, right? You know. We moved out. Let's go back, darling. Georgia's absentee ballot rejection rate went from an average of 3% in 2016 and then went down very low to almost zero. Now, think of it, almost zero. If you multiply that out, and this is with many, many more ballots pouring in, went to almost zero. 48 out of 159 counties in Georgia rejected. No ballots at all. These absentee ballot rejection rates prove that the tens of thousands of illegitimate ballots were counted. There were more absentee ballots in 2020 than ever before by far, but magically far fewer ballots were rejected. This alone is more than enough to swing the election to us. This one thing. I'm going over individual. In all of the swing states, now they'll check this out, and that's fine, but you take a look at it. Officials egregiously violated state laws in order to solicit, facilitate, and promote cheating and theft on a scale never seen before. These crooked and incompetent officials suspended signature verification. I said, I want you to go to Fulton County to check the signatures because hundreds of thousands of ballots came in. I want you to check the signature to see if it compares to somebody that lived there 2 years, 4 years, or 6 years ago. They don't want to do it, the Secretary of State and your incompetent governor, although he thinks I've been a great president. They illegally flooded their states with absentee ballots, and they deployed hundreds of illicit ballot drop boxes in corrupt Democrat-run cities, among many other flagrant violations of law. They put these drop boxes there, and in a number of cases, they'd be gone for 3 days. They'd take them up, and they'd, where are they? Where are they? They were gone. Georgia's Secretary of State agreed to a litigation settlement, which is something that nobody's ever seen one like this. I want to just tell you that Stacey Abrams took him to the cleaners. That drastically and illegally changed the state's election procedures. They never got the mandated approval from your state legislature, who, by the way, you have some great people in your legislature, some great, great people who agree with what we're saying, and even more so. But think of it. They never got the approval. You have to, by law, under the Constitution, you can't just do these deals and not get the approval. And your Secretary of State, or whoever it was, made this horrible consent decree, horrible, which got rid of so much safety. It's a disgraceful thing. And it was only approved by your local politicians, him, and local judges. You can't do that. You have to have your state legislatures do it. That's true with all states. Tens of thousands of votes are missing. We go all over the world telling people how to run their elections, and we don't even know how to run ours. The most unhappy person right now anywhere in the United States is Hillary Clinton, because she's asking the Democrat Party, why the hell didn't you do this for me? True. Why didn't you do it for me? Why the hell didn't you? You notice how quiet she's been? I shouldn't have said that. Now tonight, Jill. But you notice how quiet she's furious, because she said, don't forget, I won Michigan by 10,000 votes. We did much better, as I said, this time. Much, much better. But I won Michigan from her by 10,000 votes. I won Wisconsin by a small, you know, I mean, they could have done that one and not get caught. We caught them. We caught them. And I say to people like Mike Lee that are here, and Lindsay, I say, if they got approved and verified, they use the word verified, votes that are fraudulent, and then we find out after, because you can't do it that quickly, it doesn't go that quickly, it's a lot of work and a lot of votes and a lot of people, and then we find out that they were frauds, like in one state where you had, let's say, you lost by 25,000 votes. They verify it, and that's supposed to be the end. But shortly thereafter, we find out that we actually won the state by 250,000 votes. Does that mean that that state plus others adds up to being your president? I don't think it should. I don't think it should. I don't think that Kelly feels it should. I don't think that Marjorie feels it should. In Wisconsin, over 90,000 ballots were illegally harvested. Can't do that. Not allowed to. Through so-called human drop boxes. And over 500 illegal unmanned drop boxes were put out statewide. In addition, over 170,000 absentee votes were counted that are blatantly illegal under Wisconsin law and should never have been included in the tally. By the way, I lost the — it was razor thin. There's 170,000 votes. The margin in Wisconsin is only 20,000 votes, so this issue alone would have won that state for us many times over. We were leading at 10 o'clock in the evening by a lot. In Pennsylvania, there were 205,000 more ballots cast than there were voters. How do you get around that one? which remains completely unexplained. You have great senators and representatives there, and nobody can explain it. But think of that. And in other places, too. You had more ballots than you had voters. You had more votes, think of it, than you had voters by a lot. In addition, Democrat state Supreme Court judges and Democrat Secretary of State effectively abolished the signature verification process right here. They counted ballots cast after deadlines, and they allowed ballots to be illegally fixed in Democrat-controlled areas. And I say this because you can't let this happen tomorrow, and I hope all the politicians are listening. There's an unexplained 400,000 vote discrepancy between the number of mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania sent out, reported on November 2nd, 2020, and the number reported on November 4th. They can't explain it. 400,000 previously unreported mail-in ballots magically appeared. They couldn't explain it. And all of a sudden, they just happened to find 400,000. That's a lot of people. Amazing. And the Pennsylvania legislature is not happy. Pennsylvania also had an estimated 8,000 dead voters, 55,000 ballots received back before they were even sent. How about that? The ballots were received, but they weren't sent yet. Get them out fast, please. Many more with no mail date and 14,000 ballots illegally cast by out-of-state voters. Those are numbers. And those are numbers we got from them, so they can't say, oh, the numbers aren't so good. In Clark County, Nevada, over 130,000 ballots. This is far, just so you know, all these numbers, these are far more than we need, were processed on machines where the signature matching threshold was intentionally lowered to a level that you could sign your name Santa Claus and it wouldn't pick it up. Didn't pick up anything. More than 42,000 people in Nevada double voted. That's more than we needed by far. In Arizona, more than 36,000 votes were cast by non-citizens, and there were 11,000 more ballots than there were voters. Seems to be a trait, doesn't it? This was like at the Super Bowl where you have 15 cameras and they say, camera number 4, you're on. Camera number 3, you're on. In Michigan, according to one analyst, over 35,000 ballots listed no address. Over 13 ballots were cast by non-residents. And an estimated 17,000 ballots were cast by dead people. Some dead people, by the way, also requested an application. It's true. Those are the ones that really bother me. They not only vote, but they request an application. That's a double. In addition, there is the highly troubling matter of Dominion voting machines. And I want you to watch this very carefully tomorrow, everybody. You have to watch it carefully. I want to read you from a letter from Georgia State Senator William Ligon. You know who he is, right? Highly respected guy. Dear Mr. President, as chairman of the Georgia Senate Judiciary Committee on Elections, I request that you immediately send an outside team of cyber experts to investigate potential hacking and other irregularities associated with Dominion voting systems, scanners, ballot marking devices, ballots, polling pads used in the 2020 general election in Georgia. You don't hear this from your Secretary of State, and you don't hear this from your governor. And you do have a great legislature, I have to tell you, but the governor won't let them hold the session to decertify. On December 30th, 2020, the committee held a hearing investigating potential fraud and other irregularities during Georgia's 2020 general election. The committee first unanimously approved a report dated December 17, 2020, discussing a myriad of voting irregularities and potential fraud in Georgia 2020 general election, discussed in an earlier hearing held on December 3rd. Notably, the committee stated in the executive summary that the November 3rd, 2020 general election was chaotic and reported results must be viewed as untrustworthy. They are untrustworthy. despite the line of crap that you hear from these people that represent you. I don't know where they come from. The committee then heard, and this is from one of your most highly respected political representatives. The committee then heard additional testimony concerning voting irregularities during the 2020 general election, including testimony and a real-time test demonstrating serious irregularities with Dominion's voting machines. Three events discussed at this hearing stand out and require a forensic order of the Dominion voting machines in Georgia to be immediately conducted. The governor will not let us do it. We've been asking him now since November 4th, the day after the election. He won't let us do it. Why won't he let us do it? There's only one reason I can think of. First, the Dominion voting machines employed in Fulton County, that's the home of Stacey, had an astounding 93.67 error rate. 93.67 error rate in the scanning of ballots requiring a review panel to adjudicate or determine the voter's intent. So they're going to a voter intent. What did the voter mean by this vote? Somebody votes for Trump. I think that voter meant something other. He doesn't want Trump. Let's just switch it around. Think of that. They're trying to determine the voter's intent in over 106,000 ballots out of a total of 113,000 ballots. This is from your representative, highly respected. The national average for such an error rate is far less than 1.2%, so that was 93%. The source of this astronomical error rate must be identified to determine if these machines were set up or designated to allow for a third party to disregard the actual ballot cast by the registered voter. This is what I have. There was no way. Look at this crowd we have here. Biden came here. He had... Go Biden. Gallup. You know the Gallup poll. They did a... I don't say this braggingly. The most admired man in the world or the country. I don't say it. I say it for a different reason. So I came in first. Obama came in second, and Biden came in way low. Then I say, and they say, and people have said, how is it possible that a guy who got 80 million votes can't get any votes for the most admired man? You know why? Because he didn't come in first. That's why. Second, again from this very respected political leader, second, there is clear evidence that tens of thousands of votes were switched from President Trump to former Vice President Biden in several counties throughout Georgia. For example, in Bibb County, anybody live in Bibb County? B-I-B-B. President Trump was reported to have 29,391 votes at 9:11 p.m., while simultaneously, former Vice President Joe Biden was reported to have 17,218. Minutes later, at the next update, these vote numbers switched, with President Trump now having 17,000 and Biden now having 29,391. That was a switch of over 12,000 votes. It was like a miracle. Third, during this hearing, a presenter demonstrated that a Dominion poll could be hacked into in real time because it was connected to the Internet. Now, anything connected to the Internet, that's not good. But this demonstration proved that these machines could allow votes to be siphoned off or added during the voting process because they're connected to the Internet. Cybersecurity experts agree that voting machines should not be connected to the Internet at any time, in any way, shape, or form. Did you see that during the hearing? This guy's sitting there. Well, can you connect into the machines? Yes. How do you do that? Within about 25 seconds, he controlled the Internet. Former Vice President Biden led Georgia by only 11,779 votes. Every one of the things I told you about almost is more votes than what we're talking about. The crime that was committed in this state is immeasurable. An immediate forensic audit of an appropriate sampling of Dominion's voting machines and related equipment is critical to determine the level of illegal fraudulent ballots improperly counted in Georgia during the 2020 general election and during tomorrow's race. You've got to be very careful. And let me also quickly read a letter from Mark Fincham, chairman of the Arizona House, a very respected man, Federal Relations Committee. Dear Mr. President, subsequent to the election, members of the legislature were inundated with complaints from constituents relating to the intensity of the general election and the integrity, more important than anything else, and the accuracy of canvassed results. In many instances, constituents reported that their early or in-person ballots may not have been correctly processed or tabulated in Maricopa County officials. Members of the legislature have conducted two public hearings in recent weeks, during which significant evidence of fraudulent and illegal voting in Arizona has been demonstrated through expert and eyewitness testimony. For example, in Pima County and Maricopa County, it appears that 143,000 illegal votes were actually injected into the ballot system. Think of that. No, but think of this. Also, and you know, the press won't report this. They're probably turning off. Oh, we don't like this. They don't like this. They don't want to talk about numbers. They talked about my phone call. They don't like my phone call. Everyone loved my phone call. They don't like talking about numbers because nobody knew the numbers were so egregious. Also, an expert mathematician concluded that the only explanation for the actual voting results in Arizona is that 100% — think of this — 130% of Democrats voted for candidate Biden, and a negative 30% voted for President Trump. Now, think of that. In order to get to the numbers, 130% of the voters — that's a little tough to get — okay — had a vote for him, and minus 30 had a vote for me. And that gets you to 100%, and nobody has 100% voting. For all of these people who think it's too late, does that mean that we're forced to approve a fraudulent election or an election with massive irregularities? I don't think so. I don't think so. I want to thank those two great political leaders. But we have many other letters just like that. Same thing. Hundreds of thousands of votes are missing. The only way to combat the Democrat fraud is to flood your polling places with a historic tidal wave of Republican voters tomorrow. Because at a certain point, the machines are going to explode. They almost did with me. Unfortunately, they didn't quite get there, but we'll figure that out. And I just want Mike Lee to listen to this when I'm talking, because you know what? We need his vote. This election is your chance to stand up to the corrupt Democrat machine and show them that the American people are still in charge. With your help over the last 4 years, we built the greatest political movement in the history of our country. There's never been anything like this. Kelly, when did I say we'll do this? Like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, right? And look at this. And we love you all for being here. We really do. I'm glad the weather's nice. We love you all. But there's never been a movement like this. You know, I say it all the time. And the politicians, the lamestream media, as I call them affectionately, if that weren't true, they'd say, that's wrong. There's never been a movement like this. I mean, you have people that won one state and they become world famous for the rest of their lives. You have people that came in second in New Hampshire and they're world — we won everything. And we won it now a second time. Hate to bore you with that expression, but we won it now a second time. And I don't want to win it a third time. I really want to win it the second time. It's harder. Somebody came up to me today, Kelly, and they said, sir, you're way up in 4 years. Nobody can come close to me. I said, I'm not interested in 4 years. I'm interested in, like, 8 weeks ago. 4 years. 4 years is a long time. It's actually 2 and 2. You know, we'll take back the House for Kevin and Marjorie and Jody. We'll bring back the House, right? We'll bring back the House. Yeah.
Four more years! Four more years! Four more years! Four
if we didn't win, I'd be all upset. Of course, if I didn't win, you probably wouldn't want me, you know, in all fairness. Big difference between losing and winning and having it stolen. No, but they talk about 4 years, sir, you haven't made. Nobody can come close. And I say, nope, we go this way first. And I think we're going to do it. I really believe. Because there's no way we could have won every single state. And for Fox, not one state. This is one of many. We win every state, and they're going to have this guy be president. And he can't speak. He can't talk. Already we've achieved more than anyone thought possible. And we are just getting started. And honestly, it's you. It's amazing. What happened? I don't even know why the hell. I say, let's have a rally. We have a rally and thousands of people. Honestly, there's never been, I'll go out on the extreme, there's never been anything like this in the history of our country. And the election is over, the presidential election, and we have a big one tomorrow. But there's never been anything like this in the history of our country. Our economy is coming back. It's roaring back. Our stock market is an all-time high. Who would have thought that? We're rounding the turn because of what we did with the vaccines, and nobody else would have done it. It would have taken so long. The economy boomed at 33.4% last quarter. That's the fastest rate ever recorded. And we're talking about pandemic. During a pandemic, we've already slashed the unemployment rate in half. And for decades, our politicians spent trillions of dollars rebuilding foreign nations, fighting foreign wars, and defending foreign borders. You know, we're bringing many of our great troops home. I mean, I hate to say, but gotta do it. We've been in Afghanistan for 19 years. I think that's enough. I think that's enough. We've got a lot of very few left. And very proud. Nothing worse than going to Dover and meeting the parents of our great warriors that have fallen, our great warriors coming home so badly wounded or dead, and on countries that many of you have never even heard about. So we bring our soldiers home. We've been incredible warriors. We can beat anybody. Nobody has our equipment. Nobody has our military. Nobody has our people. But we aren't over there to be policemen. We're not over there to be policing. They're warriors, they're fighters. And that's what we want them for. That's what we have to have them for. But we brought a lot of them home. We are finally protecting our nation, rebuilding our cities, and we're bringing our jobs, our factories, and our troops back to the USA where they belong. But everything that we've achieved together is on the line tomorrow. Our fight to take back our country from the big donors, the big media, and the horrendous big tech giants that our politicians, not these two politicians, are afraid to attack. Section 230, we have to get rid of Section 230 politicians. Well, you're not going to have a country very long taking away all your rights. If you want to send a message to the powerful forces that are trying to control your country, you must get out and vote tomorrow for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. With your help, we're going to continue our mission to save America, and we're going to continue our mission of America First. It's very simple. Each of us here tonight is united by the same core vision and the same timeless American values. We love our country. Together, we believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the center of American life. We will defend the right to life, religious liberty, free speech, and the right to keep and bear arms, which they want to take away from you. And we will always support the heroes of law enforcement. We will maintain America's unrivaled military might, and we will preserve peace through strength. You know, when I first got elected and before I got elected, in 2015 and 2016, before they were in debates and everyone said, oh, he's going to cause wars. He's going to cause wars. I think I'm the only president in many, many decades that didn't
get into a war, right? Remember, North Korea was going to be a tremendous nuclear fight and all this. What happened with that? I got along very well with Kim Jong-un. I don't think that Joe's going to, based on what I've heard, but I got along very well with him. And, you know, people say, whatever happened with North Korea, we got along well. But, you know, they all said that with my personality, I'll be in a big war very soon within the first 2 weeks, right? What happened? What happened? And they don't want to mess with us either, that I can tell you. David and Kelly will protect Social Security and Medicare, and they will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. We will stop the radical indoctrination of our students and restore patriotic education to our schools. We will teach our children to love our country, honor our history, and always respect our great American flag. And we will live by the words of our national motto, in God we trust, and it'll stay that way. From Atlanta to Augusta to Savannah to Columbus, from Athens, and I want to say hello to Herschel Walker, Athens. Herschel. 10.2 yards a carry for a while. He made a lot of quarterbacks look very good. We love Herschel. To right here in Dalton, Georgia, we inherit the legacy of generations of American patriots who gave their blood, sweat, and tears to defend our country and to defend our freedom. We stand on the shoulders of American heroes who crossed the oceans, settled the continent, tamed the wilderness, laid down the railroads, raised up the great skyscrapers and won 2 world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and made America into the single greatest nation in the history of the world, and the best is yet to come. And proud citizens like you help build this country, and together we are taking back our country. Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny and dignity has only just begun. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. Because we are Americans, and we are from Georgia. And our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together with the incredible people of Georgia, we have made America powerful again, our military. We have made America wealthy again, our stock market. We have made America strong again. Look at that arm. Look at that. We have made America proud again. We're proud of our country. We have made America safe again. And we will make America great again. Go get 'em, David. Go get 'em, Kelly. Go get 'em. Tomorrow.
Short on your